Reish Chesiv Dalet. Ochal Dogon Chai. Person ate raw grains. Today, when the grains are dried out and raw, you can't even eat it. But it's talking about when it's soft enough that it can be eaten. Oyosin Kloyas, or he roasted them, Oyshalok, or he cooked it, Vakarin Shleim. He cooked it in a fashion that the grains remain whole in their entirety. Have a pass in such a case, make a boy dama, and afterwards a boy nefoshes. This is puffed wheat. That's an example of it. You make a boy dama there because it's the whole wheat is just puffed. And Shabru says from the Lusha Shulchan Aruch Smashma, as dafka, if you cook it and it remains complete, but if you cracked then beforehand, you chopped up like a bulgur wheat, or you cooked it to the point that it started decomposing a little bit, then already considered a body by minei mezainos. Another case, he says, that if you peeled it, very often you get grains that are already, not a whole grain, the peel was crushed off. So there are those that say, in such a situation, you make mezainos also, once it's cooked. But over there, since you have the whole grain, and just the peel is taken off, there's whole discussion about that, and therefore he says, try to avoid eating that out of the suda. So, let's just summarize. If you cook, one of the chavishes meaning dava. If it was cooked just a little bit, then it's softened up, but the grains are complete, you make it by priya dava. If you cracked it, before you cooked it, mezainis, if it's whole and the peel was removed, it's a suffix. But, if the peel was removed and it was cooked to the point that it's starting to stick one to the other, then also it's a boy mean the same. There's another thing called pearl barley, which is barley, that the way they remove the peel is by rubbing it a lot, and it loses part of the barley itself. They look a little bit round, not like a regular barley. So pearl barley, also he says the minig is when you cook it, you make a mezainis. Because once again, it's not a complete grain and it was cooked. Said the Rambam, Hodim Avarch, the fun of Bari Pri Adama, Ayn Baruchul Chitin, Kyusivem Deruyim Lachul Kach. That which we say that you make Bari Pri Adama when you eat these raw grains is when you're eating wheat and things like that that are edible when they're raw. Ablochim Sarn Shleimim, a few Kluim Be'esh, Shen Rum Lechel, Raka Deitrach. Barley, if they're whole grain of the barley, even if it's roasted, it's not generally eaten. Therefore, ein levoch lefnei rak shapo. It is edible, but the average person will not eat it, and therefore you'll make a shapo. It's not so choshev. Mashmi derei Rashba, shemashish v'chitun l'soyim l'bracha choyna, mashma v'loy l'rishoyim. Continues the Mechaba. V'atoysis nistapkum yivoch la'achrov v'rochim ein shosh. Even though originally the Mechaba said that after eating these raw or roasted grains, you make adoma, and afterwards a bar nefoshes, the Tosis has a suffix that maybe you should make alamichya, and it will be a very interesting alamichya because this is not considered mezainis. So you say that aladoma va priadoma. Therefore, he says lachem kosev the nochem shalay lochem ela b'tzei chasuda if terena birzamozen lachatchila you should not eat it out of the suda, and then if you eat in the suda, the birzamozen fatters it. Mishra Ruah says that if a person did eat it out of the suda, then you should make a bar nefoshes. So, for example, if a person's eating puffed rice, then you should make a bar priadoma, and afterwards, bar nefoshes. Unless he eats it in the middle of the suda, then he doesn't have to make a broch at all.